In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. God, not Jehovah. No. Not Jehovah Shalom. No. Elohim, plural. In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. Now, what does that mean? This Noah's flood was not the first flood. Between Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, eons of time. The fossil record does not lie. The dinosaurs came from someplace. Their bones are there. But they are so grotesque looking. We'll get to that later. Now, in the Young's literal translation of the Bible, I already had this because in our first meeting, Wichita Falls, Texas, Alleen Arnold was in the real estate business there. And I'd been doing meetings for Full Gospel Business Men's Fellowship and so forth. And the Lord said, no, I want you now. I want you to go out on your own. So Wichita Falls, Texas. And so we were in an abandoned drugstore building. And it, I was in there when they turned on the power, and the sparks just flew at them from the outlets and so forth. They were full of dirt. So Alleen called the guy. He said, I'm not fixing that. Whoever it is, I thought, oh, me. But anyway, we did have money to get that fixed. She couldn't find a place for the morning service. A rabbi friend of hers said, absolutely. So I met him. He said, Brother Copeland, you just come right in. So we started our morning services in a synagogue in Wichita Falls, Texas. And he said, now all of my books and so forth, he said, make yourself at home. Oh, I done hit the mother load. And I noticed a commentary that went like this. And God said, light be, light was. Look at the Young's, the same one that Young's Concordance. The Young's translation, that's what it says. Not let there be. Light be, light was. Sunshine was on day 4 of the recreation. This was when
that's right.
God created this universe. This is the only one we know anything about. How can you wrap our little brain about this big around someone that's always existed? Everything had to come from somewhere. No. Please don't make me try to think that. But one of these days I'm going to see him. And I'm not going to have time to answer him. I don't care. Light be. Light was. 186,000 miles a second. So in 24 hours, there was something like 16 billion miles of universe. I want to introduce you to the spirit that did that. The Apostle Paul said, if the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he'll quicken your mortal body. But I'm going to, for the sake of time, I'm going to jump from here. 16,074,704,800 miles of the universe in 24 hours. No, I'll stay with it. That's the spirit. This is what I heard the Lord say today. That's the spirit who's planning our lives. Thank you, Jesus. So now, let's read. I want to come down here. Let's go over to, he kept saying it's good. And God said, waters under the heaven be gathered together in one place. The dry land appeared, and it was so. God called the dry land earth, gathering together. Elohim called the dry land earth. He saw that it was, they saw that it was good. Day three. And then, and Elohim set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, to divide the light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. He made two great lights, one, the sun and the moon. So we have record of it. Now, let's go to the book of Acts. It's good. I'll begin this, Acts of the Apostles. This is Dr. Luke's continuing documentary. That's the reason Luke's writings carry more detail than Matthew, Mark, or John. He questioned people. And we'll see it right here. Acts chapter 1. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to both do and teach. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as we delivered them unto us, from the beginning we are eyewitnesses. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of the things from the right in order, excellent Theophilus. Anyway, we don't know who Theophilus was, but evidently Luke knew him. And he obviously was a very important person, because there was some kind of an agreement between Luke and Theophilus to put together a documentary. And so Luke questioned a lot of people. That's the reason you see duplicates in some places or another. And you see it certain things that show up in Matthew, Mark, and John. Because he was there. And he traveled with the Apostle Paul. So, now, I want to go to Acts chapter 1. And there's the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. These things are just too much. To whom also he showed himself, now listen to this, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. Now, I just might as well tell you right now, I am stirred up about this word of faith gospel. I'm stirred up about the Holy Ghost. I am stirred up about the things of God that are being released from heaven into the earth by the Spirit of the living God, John. I'm stirred up about it. I'm stirred up about the healing ministry. I'm stirred up, glory to God, about the students of KCBC. This is an accredited college.
Hallelujah.
I never dreamed of such things. I'm stirred up about it. And the Spirit of God on the inside of me is stirred up about it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I get to feeling old until I get up here. Well, I am old. I want to go. Yes, I want to go. I want to go. I want to get out of here. I'm tired of the rotten here and now. I want to go to the place where the flowers never die. I was singing that song and I was standing there thinking at the same time, are you kidding, Nancy Harmon? I want to come there where you are now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But I can't.
No, not yet.
Can't. That sounds Texas, doesn't it? I cannot. I must not. Behold, I have a mandate. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 4, and being assembled together with them, commanded, are you, hey, say the word command.
Amen.
This is a book of commandments, not suggestion. I have never read in there where God said, I suggest that you get born again. He does not suggest anything. Right.
That's right. That's right.
He said, you must
come on.
Be born again. You must be born from on high.
Yes.
You must do that. Until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles that the sent ones whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days. That's, you know what that is? That's 6 weeks. I was born in Lubbock, Texas, December the 6th, 1936. was on a Sunday. And then 40 days later, that's the biblical way to say 6 weeks, my dad decided to move us to Abilene. I don't remember a bit of it, but I do remember this. Mother always had the Christmas tree up on my birthday. She didn't realize what torture that was to me. And on December the 7th, 1941, nobody in Abilene, Texas knew where Pearl Harbor was. And I thought, I remember thinking, boy, they messed up my birthday. What is this all about? So that really began my active memory of those days. Now, I would not have remembered as much of it if it hadn't been the fact that I was starting at 5 years old. World War II is very fixed in my mind. And the things that came about. No TV. It had been invented, but nobody, it just was almost an afterthought at that time. But I said that to say this. There were certain observations that now mean something to me. So now look at this. Commanded. Commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized in water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to... Now, that Seder meal that changed heaven and earth, we know that because we know right after that he went to the cross. Try to fix your mind back at that time. They had no idea. The cross was an execution tool. He kept alluding to it. They didn't get it. That's the reason it was shocking to them that he wound up being executed like a common criminal. So he made certain commands. He was talking about the comforter, the advocate, the intercessor, the standby. He is with you now, but he will be in you. Amen. In that day. He will be in you. But not if you don't invite him.
Come on now.
But he is part of Elohim.
Amen.
God the Father. Here's the way I saw it. After days of seeking God about the creation, and not all at one time, but praying in the Spirit about it a lot. And so the Father said, light be light. Wow. Let us make man in our image. You get it?
Yeah.
It's plural all the way through it. Elohim, El, God, Ohim, plural. So, he made that command. Now I want to go here to verse 7. It is not for you to know the time or the seasons which the Father hath put in His power, which the Father has put in His authority. So I suggest you make a note there on that. Authority. Now, the Classic Amplified straights a whole lot of this out. Most of it. But you shall receive dunamis. Now, we get that Greek word, we get our word dynamite from it. But you shall receive dunamis. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and under the uttermost part of the earth. Now notice this. Chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost, 50 days, the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in the place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. It didn't say it was a rushing mighty wind. It said it sounded like a rushing mighty wind. Now, they were all with one accord. They had all prayed. No strife, agreement, sound from heaven. We won't turn right to it. It's in the book of Genesis. Jacob's ladder. The angels that came forth and announced Jesus' birth. Angels on particular assignments. Most people read Exodus 23:25 in error. The 20th verse says, I will send an angel before you, and don't provoke him. My name is in him. I'm paraphrasing. He won't forgive you. Exodus 23:25. And you'll serve the Lord your God. And your angel will bless your bread and water. I have taken sickness from the midst of you, and the length of your days I will fulfill. So I pray over my food. I use that. My angel blesses my bread and water. Now, that's not going to do anything where your eternal salvation is concerned, but you might as well be correct, because it is very important what we do and what we say. This room's full of angels right now.
Yes.
Because everyone in here has one.
Amen.
Now turn with me to the book of Hebrews, please, chapter 1. God, who at sundry time and different manner spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things. How many things?
All things.
All things. What is it you don't understand about all? All things. All things. What are all things? Everything He created.
Go
God's divine power has given you everything you need for a godly life. He's given you His exceeding great and precious promises. So how do you go from believing it to receiving those promises into your life? In Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Precious Faith, Precious Promises, learn how God wants to walk you through aligning with His perfect will for your life. Choose to yield to His correction so you can go in the direction He leads you. When you're following His direction, you're able to receive His protection. Let God's love and mercy flow through you and see God's perfection touch every area of your life. Spirit, soul, body, finances, everything. Find out how He's already put His own faith inside you. In fact, the covenant of grace you have with God gives you access to all He has. Learn to use your God-given faith, get in His Word, and receive the exceeding great and precious promises that He has for you. Request your free copy of Precious Faith, Precious Promises by Kenneth Copeland, available as an MP3 download. Discover everything you need to know to believe and receive the precious promises of God that the blood of Jesus provided for you. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special to get your free digital download of Precious Faith, Precious Promises.
Hello, I'm Kelly Copeland, and I want to encourage you today. I want you to be filled with the very hope and the presence of God. You know, the very living Spirit of God, Jesus our Savior Himself, is right there with you to expound on these things that you've heard. Expound on His Word. Expound on even Romans 15:13 that says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. They are connecting you to what you need. You have so many great and precious promises in the Word of God to help you get that Word into your heart and to help open the door for the Lord to talk to you. We have a gift for you today. It's the Precious Faith, Precious Promises teaching series by my dad, Kenneth Copeland. And I encourage you just to sit and listen and soak in it. Let God's Word produce, His Word produce a faith in your heart so that when you speak, His power comes out. You can listen as a family, listen in the car, listen at home. We want to remind you today that His Word is speaking to your heart. God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.uk.